أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يؤذون الله ورسوله لعنهم الله في الدنيا والآخرة وأعد لهم عذابا مهينا. والذين يؤذون المؤمنين والمؤمنات بغير ما اكتسبوا فقد احتملوا بهتانا وإثما مبينا. يا أيها النبي قل لأزواجك وبناتك ونساء المؤمنين يدنين عليهن من جلابيبهن ذلك أدنى أن يعرفن فلا يؤذين وكان الله غفورا رحيما. لئن لم ينته المنافقون والذين في قلوبهم مرض والمرجفون في المدينة لنورينك بهم ثم لا يجاورونك فيها إلا قليلا ملعونين. أينما ثقفوا أخذوا وقتلوا تقتيلا سنة الله في الذين خلوا من قبل ولن تجد لسنة الله تبديلا.
Indeed, those who hurt Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala has cursed them all in this life and the next, and prepared for them a humiliating punishment. And those who hurt the believers, men and women, undeservedly, they have taken upon themselves a slander and a glaring sin. O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell your wives, your daughters and the women of the believers to cast over themselves their outer garments. This is more suitable for them to be identified and not molested. And Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving and most merciful. If these munafiqeen and those in whose hearts is an illness of temptation do not desist from their wrong, as well as those who stir up mischief, stir up people in the town, then we will set you over them, and they will not be able to live as neighbors. You will not be able to live as your neighbors therein, but for a short while. They are cursed wherever they are found. They must be apprehended and killed. And this is the practice approved by Allah Subhanahu wa Taala in the people of the past. Never will you find a change in the practice approved by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. To hurt and injure is not the way of a believer. And to hurt Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is even worse. When we say hurting Allah Ta'ala, obviously Allah Ta'ala is not physical, so He doesn't go through any type of pain. Allah Ta'ala explains this in these words for us to understand that this is taken very seriously by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, like you have injured someone and how the person will retaliate. So what are those things that will bring pain or that will amount to the pain of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? The Hadith speaks about those things that are not in consonant with the majesty and the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, not in keeping with the majesty and the greatness of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to say some things that is not in keeping with His majesty and greatness. Like the Hadith speaks about La tasubbu ad-dahr, person who swears time, insults time for the difficulties and the constraints that he goes through, then he insults time. So what is time? Time is nothing. It is something that Allah Ta'ala controls. The fluctuations in times, the highs and the lows in times are brought by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So if you are swearing, insulting time, This insult is reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because He is in control of time entirely. Similarly, the person that draws pictures of animate objects is also bringing ida and pain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, the hadith speaks about sahaba kiram, Allah, Allah fi ashabi. Be careful about my sahaba kiram. When you discuss them, then whoever shows love to them, it's on account of his love for me, that he is loving them. And whoever embarrasses them, brings pain upon them, then it is because of my enmity that he has an enmity towards the sahaba kiram. Because he has a dislike for me, therefore he has a dislike to my companions. So be careful about this. And whoever brings pain to them, then he brings pain to me. And whoever brings pain to me, brings pain to Allah Ta'ala. And whoever brings pain to Allah Ta'ala, then it is very likely that Allah Ta'ala will engage him in some punishment or the other. Therefore, ulama kiram are unanimously agreed that the one that brings any type of pain to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether openly, directly or indirectly, there is no doubt in the person leaving the fold of Islam. Similarly, you aren't supposed to be hurting any believing men or women through insulting, false rumors, propaganda, any type of physical harm, speaking to them in a way that is impolite and aggressive. Then you aren't supposed to bring any type of injury to a believer, whether he's a male or a female. And more especially when they don't deserve the type of treatment, you are injuring them, pain, and causing pain to them. One is, when a person deserves some type of punishment and reprimand, then he is an exception to the rule, but without him deserving that, and you hurt him. Therefore the hadith says, Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimun. A Muslim truly is that person who doesn't hurt his brothers by his tongue, by his physical self. He doesn't cause any pain and any injury to his brethren. وَالْمُؤْمِنُ مَنْ أَمِنَهُ النَّاسُ عَلَىٰ دِمَائِهِمْ وَأَمْوَالِهِمْ. And who is a believer, who is a mu'min? People have the assurance, they have trust with respect to their children, their wives, their blood, and their wealth. So they are quite comfortable with this person here. When he takes care of their persons or their wealth and property, you know, they know that he will not damage and not cause any type of pain. He will not encroach in their property. He will not disregard their reputation and respect. So that is a true believer. Then there was a third situation in Medina Munawwara. They were the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, who are like the fence sitters. They look out for their convenience, this side or the other side. And they are particularly involved in two wrongs. One is molesting women, and number two, inciting trouble, circulating false rumors, propaganda, thereby stirring trouble amongst the ranks of the believers, bring about unnecessary fear and unnecessary concern. Like, you see, the practice of the media, one of the important functions of the media is to stir up trouble, mischief, but in a very discreet and a very polished way, to bring about some type of mischief, incite, and circulate trouble. So this has become, unfortunately, the work and the important function of the media. Then we are so glued to it that we believe the mischief and become victims of their own mischief. So these were the two problems. One is molesting, and number two, circulating mischief and evil. So Allah Ta'ala directs Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam how to regulate all this. One is, when women are going to leave their homes, whether they be the Azwaj al-Mutahharat, the mothers of the believers, or other believing women, when they leave their house, then they should cover themselves with their outer garments, covering their faces, including their faces, garment that will cover the entire body, loose-fitting and not attractive, and covering the entire body, including their faces. So, in this manner, free women will be identified from slave women, So they will not molest them because they will be afraid about their bosses, their masters. If you're going to be harassing, they'll be harassing free women and their husbands or their spouses, their families will get back at us. So in this manner, the free woman will be saved. Then with respect to the slave woman, then the laws are being relaxed for them because they are constantly engaged in the service of the master. They don't have to leave the homes without a covering garments. So they are allowed to go out without the outer garments. These are the slave women. Because they are engaged in the khidmat and the service of their masters. But Allah Ta'ala makes a provision for their protection as well. These munafiqeen, hypocrites, those who have an illness in their hearts, sensual pleasure, and they're becoming victims of temptation, can't control themselves. And the third group that incite and stir up trouble in town by circulating all type of rumors. And if they don't desist from their ways, then we will set you over them. And they will not be able to live in your neighborhood thereafter, but for a short while, just to pack up and leave. So this class of people are cursed. Wherever they are found, they must be apprehended and killed without mercy. The munafiq is a munafiq until his faith is concealed. But if his faith is revealed, you begin to know that this is his faith, this is his inner feelings, then it's no more a secret, it's no more concealed. Now he's come out in the open and showed and displayed his disbelief, either through his defiance or confronting the law of deen and paying total disregard. So now his kufr has become apparent, has come to the fore. And when the kufr has become clear and apparent, is defying and confronting, challenging the law of Allah Ta'ala, then this is obviously an act of kufr. So it's becoming apparent, it's no more concealed. So therefore, such persons will be apprehended. They are cursed. And they will be killed without mercy. Stirring up trouble, inciting problems, stirring up mischief, circulating false rumors. So this is not the way of Muslims. Muslims will not pay attention to this, nor will they get involved in this, to circulate mischief, to circulate false rumors, nor do we get involved in this, engage in this, nor are we passive participants in this, like people that are glued to the media in some way or the other. Then we become glued and we become addicted to false rumors. We become addicted to this type of propaganda. And we don't even realize that what we are reading up, what we are listening and what we are viewing, 90% of it is all rumors, propaganda, false propaganda. So this is a thing that brings about the curse and the wrath of Allah Ta'ala. Your whole understanding goes off. And this is the pre-approved practice of Allah Ta'ala. And the people of the past as well, it's not exclusive Muslims. Allah Ta'ala dealt with these type of people in a similar manner in the past as well. Never will you find a change in the approved practice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.